The head coach of the BSU Beavers, Tom Ceratori, joining us right now outside the bench. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks, Schulze.
We talked in the pregame about getting an early goal yesterday, puts a coach at ease. What's it like as a coach in a scoreless game headed to the third?
Well, again, the bottom line is you don't want that to happen because those kids are feeling it on the other bench right there. And the longer that thing goes 0-0, the advantage goes to them. And we gave them a little hope right there, and they left everything on the ice.
Well, you guys certainly still had, obviously a lot of offensive puck possession, and you were putting the pressure on. Did you feel that it was kind of inevitable, those two goals in the third period, a result of some forechecking, but you guys were pretty on the puck all night long?
We were, though, Biss, but I tell you, we had a lot of one-and-dones. I don't think, Levin's job was that hard. I really don't. He saw a lot of those pucks right there, and we had four puck recoveries in the second period with 17 shots, and again, you can't have that. If we have 17 shots, hopefully, again, we have 10, 11, 12 puck recoveries minimum, And so, again, there's a lot of one and dones. And, we played all right, but, I don't think we were that dialed in mentally. Obviously, getting a couple too many men in the ice, too many men penalties again. But, again, we worked hard, but we were a little flat, I thought,
What was the deal with line changes all weekend long?
No, I just, bottom line was last night we twice the wrong guy went out for the wrong guy. I mean, they got to know who their guy is. And tonight, the last one, I don't even know what happened on the first one. The last one, we got two defensemen who were cheating and they went out, and the other two are coming back and the puck hit them, And I told our guys even that today, I go, I don't mind it too many men once in a while if we're cheating and the puck comes in. I don't mind that. That's going to happen. Every team does it. And, once in a while you draw the bad straw. But you better know who the guy's coming out. You better know, again, who your guy is. I mean, period. And you got to watch where the puck is when you're going to jump as well. And you got to see who has possession and where it is.
Any consolation, Tom? The guy that you had sitting in the penalty box for the two men, he scored both nights. Phil got the game winner tonight. He served it both times. And, of course, last night Dickman had two goals, so... I mean, you guys obviously killed it off. Your penalty kill has been spectacular this season.
But I don't think, again, we talked a little bit about that. We got to get a little better with our penalty kill. We're not reacting as quick as we were earlier. We're just a titch off, but nothing major. We're just a little titch off, but the guys stood tall tonight. And then when we had a couple breakdowns, Bits played well.
Can anybody but a Fitzgerald make the play that Jerry did there on that goal?
Unbelievable.
Going away from the net?
No, I mean, it was a big-time goal right there. I can't wait to see it on video. But I don't know. That was just like an unbelievable athletic shot.
Well, Arizona State, Tom, their program is going to improve and probably pretty rapidly given, where they're at, the size of the school. We can expect some good things, I think, from Arizona State hockey. They didn't get a goal here, but, it wasn't like they didn't belong on the ice with you guys.
Look out next year and the year after. I mean, their six or seven transfers are eligible next year. And 2 years where these guys are all going to be juniors, no, it's going to be a totally different animal.
Ferris State next weekend should be a doozy, and that is an important one for the end of the year standings.
Oh, boy. We'll worry about that on Monday, but it's going to be a barn burner.
See you then, Tom.
All right, guys.
Tom Ceratori with us here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.